Hey there, welcome to Cosmic Confessions, a podcast by your spiritual besties.
I'm Alex.
I'm Avery.
And I'm Melissa.
Coming at you unhinged,
unfiltered, and unedited.
Join us on this journey as we explore the profound,
the practical, and the unlimited potential within us.
Let's awaken our spirits, ignite our passions, and elevate our lives together as the universe speaks and we listen.
Everyone, and welcome to the next episode of the Cosmic Confessions podcast. Aves, what's our confession today?
So today's confession is that we did not know our VP.
Our VP.
We were just walking around this earth like having no idea what our VP is.
Yep.
Yeah.
Let's get into it.
Okay.
For those of you who don't know, stay tuned to learn what our VP is.
What's your VP? Doesn't stand for Vice President of the United States of America. I assure you.
Imagine though. No. We just didn't know anything about the world.
Well, no. We're gonna turn it back.
We're not gonna go political yet.
No. We don't want to get canceled. No. We don't want to get canceled. So we're only episode 3, girls. Too early in the season. Okay. Your VP stands for your value point. The conversation today, gosh, please, if you don't get anything from this podcast, if you can just please understand the value of a VP and what that means for you and your life and your business and your relationships and everything. Because every day you come across all people in all different walks of life, right? And there is constantly an energetic exchange and transaction going on. And knowing your value point and also another person's value point helps you show up intentionally in every single interaction that you have in your life, whether it's the barista at Starbucks, a partner, a business collaboration, whatever it is. You have to have clarity around your VP. So your VP and your value point is having clarity around what value you bring to the table, but also the value that the other person brings to the table.
And what you could essentially learn from them, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. Yes. And I feel like when VPs started becoming part of our group chat conversation, I feel like it put so many things in perspective for us professionally personally.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. You know? And Melissa, you were really good because like I have an issue with time management. Sometimes I like spread myself really thin. And for you to always be like, well, what's the purpose in this? Or what's the value point? Like if you go on, you know, with this So for a personal example, like a lot of people have been just wanting to like collaborate. Can we grab lunch? I want to talk about collaborating. Can you grab lunch? I want to network with you. Mm-hmm. And it was just like an abundance of people that were like wanting to do something with me.
Right.
And although it's flattering and abundance is a beautiful thing, I have to be mindful of like, and everyone has to be mindful of like what's like feels like a leech or like an energy sucker or what is truly going to have a value point. What is going to like raise everyone's vibration and do something good, like this podcast, right? This was a good idea. The value point of us all getting together was sound for me, right? But I have gone on some like lunch dates with like some females and who are, you know, also work for themselves and wanting to collaborate. And even though going into it, I knew that it's probably not going to work out. Like someone else wanted me on their podcast. And I was like, I'm not aligned with that podcast, but I'll still go out to lunch with you because I'm going to learn something. You're going to ask me a question that's going to spark something else. Or I'm going to like how you essentially maybe interviewed me and I can use that the next time I interview someone else. So it's okay to also like go into a relationship, any relationship, knowing that it may not be long term, but that for that short moment, you're picking up on something. Mm-hmm. Right? Does that make sense?
Yeah. Yeah. And just having the clarity around that, I feel like is so helpful.
And then I feel like it helps you not become like attached.
Right. To outcomes.
To outcomes. Yep.
And I think a big part of this value point, right, is also it goes hand in hand with boundaries. Right. Being able to really understand that if it's not sitting well for you, if you're looking at it and saying, okay, this person wants to do this, this person wants to do that, this person wants to do this, which of those feel like either I love to tell clients like the hell yeah versus the hell no. Mm-hmm. Like if it is not a hell yeah, I'm intrigued because the value point is going to be that I'm going to get, you know, laughter from this conversation or potential business opportunity, or I'm going to learn something or it's going to feel good. If that is not a hell yeah, it is automatically a hell no. Mm. We can't keep living in the maybe realm, right? Because in the maybe realm, we lose a lot of our energy. And that actually winds up being counterproductive for our soul. Mm. And that's when we feel depleted. That's when we feel exhausted. That's when we feel like we're overwhelmed. All of these things. It's because our boundaries aren't strong enough. And that no, right, that's coming from like our throat chakra is weakened. Because we feel bad. We don't know how to, you know, tell the other person, or there's the insecurity there of wanting to be wanted. We want to feel needed. We want everyone to like us and we want to feel included, right? But in the ego wanting those desires, right, we're hurting the soul because we're actually sacrificing our energy in ways that aren't beneficial for us.
Yeah.
So really being able to say, okay, what is the value point for me? What am I going to gain? How is this a win-win for both of us, right? Like, what are they going to be getting from this? What am I going to be getting from this? And what can I walk away from this in a way where I say, I feel good. This was worth my time.
Exactly. It really does have to do with, like, time management and what's worthy of that.
Mm-hmm.
Like, especially, like, with us being so busy and, like, having families, you know, it's just like you have to be mindful of that. And I also recently learned that like sugarcoating for me is a form of people pleasing.
Yep.
Mm. Or if I'm like, oh yeah, yeah, sure, we'll definitely like, you know, grab coffee. Like, I'd love to talk to you about that. That sounds really good. Sometimes I feel like I'm like, oh shit.
Did I just agree to that? I don't want to do that.
I actually don't want to do that. But then I'm like, okay, let's check in for value point. I know that I don't want anything long term out of this, like business interaction or collaboration. But what are they good at that I can maybe, you know, learn from? And then I have to rethink if it's like worth my time and energy, and, you know, and or maybe finding a sitter and taking time away from a client or my boys. So,
And then even on like the relationship standpoint, right, there is then, especially being in the single world, there is this whole aspect of like the dating apps or dating for people. We have a lot of single friends. I personally am single, and it can become overwhelming, right, where it's like, okay, all of these people want to get to know you, want to do all these things with you, but you have to really ask yourself, like, is this going to feel good for me? Like, do I really want to engage with this person? I've come to learn, and I've learned this the hard way, right, that there was the time where my ego was kind of running wild and was like, yeah, I'll go on all these dates and I'll do all these things and I'll meet all these people. And then it gets to a point where I'm like, oh my God, I'm exhausted. And I feel like I'm going and doing these things that are just depleting me and sucking the life out of me. So, but I needed all of that, right? And we need to learn these things. I needed all of that to say, whoa, 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 my energy is mine. And I'm not just going to say yes because my ego is getting a kick out of it or because I feel bad saying no to people pleasing. But setting that boundary of like, my time is very valuable and I am going to respect myself enough to say, I'm not entertaining that right now because it doesn't feel good, regardless of how much you want to give me words of affirmation or want to say you can fulfill all these things. Like, that is not enough. And interesting, even in our last episode, right, where it's like, oh, I take a half hour to say goodbye. Even in that sense, like, I started shifting that because I realized that even in those interactions where it would take me sometimes an hour to leave a place, when we started talking about and learning the value point, I started realizing I'm giving in all of these interactions where I'm hugging people and engaging with them, I'm giving them bits and pieces of me that they honestly don't deserve.
Yeah.
And I mean that in the most loving way. But so even that has shifted a lot for me in terms of how I even say goodbye to people now. I don't really hug people as often anymore unless I feel like it is going to bring some value for me.
That's I love that for you. Since I met you, I've seen a big change. And Melissa in the group chat the other day said something like, you know, it's a privilege.
Yes.
It is a bleeping privilege to you are a privilege. Your time, your worth, your energy. Like, if something feels weird in your solar plexus, in your gut, just don't do it. Say it no. Means that you're not meeting that value point, that it's not aligned with you. It's not, you know, that, yeah, privilege. Privilege. I love that.
And what the word that keeps coming up for me as we're having this conversation is betrayal. Like, you never want to betray yourself. Yeah. You never want to betray yourself. And the times in my life and the seasons in my life where I didn't have clarity around the VP, whether it be myself or what another person brought to the table, just led to a betrayal of myself because I wasn't clear on the values. And, like, values are freaking everything in life. Like, they're everything. And I think that's why, like, the three of us just – aligned so well because we were really clear right from the jump, like this is what we all bring to the table and this is how in equal measure we can help each other and support each other. And just think about the times in your life where, like, listeners, where you didn't know the VP and what a freaking mess.
Oh my gosh.
You know, like, yikes, yikes. Then it's like collateral damage. You know, it gets bad.
I feel like my inner child was very wounded when I didn't know my VP because I just kept suppressing, like, I was just feeling small in situations and, like, nervous and scared all the time because I didn't really know, like, my worth. I didn't realize what my VP was, you know? And I really, and I'm not just saying this, like, you two have, like, healed that so in me so much. Like, no, really, like, you guys are such a part, like, a huge part of my journey and everything that I'm going through. So I really do appreciate you teaching me what VP is, because it was our confession, but guys, I didn't know what it was.
It was
a few months ago. It's fine. And, like, you know, and it's just like, it really has a lot to do with the inner child too, I believe. That little person that inside you.
And the other thing is also don't assume that how, like, one person's VP, like, one person's value point, like, any relationship in your life, that it's like a vacuum, that it's the same for everyone. Like, sometimes people in your life, business or personally, they're seasonal VPs, and, like, that's okay. And then some people, they're meant to, like, dig roots and, like, be there a long time, and, like, it's that long-term value that they're here to add to you. Like, so just approach each situation and VP transaction independently. Like, just don't assume, like, oh my god, like, especially, you know, some of our friends that are single, they'll, like, go on a date with a guy and they're like, oh my god, but he's gonna be my husband, and it's like, just be present, girl. Get clear on what the VP is. Maybe it's just a lesson and, like, some value he's meant to add to you for now, you know? Like, it's just, we have to take the pressure off of ourselves personally and professionally. That has to be, like, this, like, long-winded thing. And it's, like, sometimes the VP lessons are short-term, and, like, that's okay. And then sometimes they are long-term, you know, when people are meant to be in our lives forever, like, the two of you in my life. You have no choice. You're not going anywhere.
No.
We're in way too deep here, okay? Like the Sum 41 song. We're in too deep. You know? So just, like, give yourself some grace. Like, don't put all this pressure that our society puts on us to, like, figure it all out. It's okay.
And I also think that relationships are nothing's a coincidence. It doesn't matter how fleeting a relationship was. Like, think about a time where you were maybe grocery shopping, right? And, like, you had, like, the smallest interaction with someone, but, like, it felt like a moment. Like, it felt like an earth angel moment. Like, it could be the littlest thing, and you just know, like, I was in the right place at the right time. How short was that relationship? Maybe 7 seconds, 3 minutes. But, like I could think of some, like, short moments. And then you have, you know, relationships that end after, like, 14-year cycles and stuff. Like, it happens. Like, I just have to, like, no regrets. A relationship, whether it's 3 minutes or, you know, 3 years or whatever, like, it, at some point it brought value, and you left that relationship with a lesson, a reason, you know, growth. You know, like, I think we have to really let go of the stress and the attachment to things, and just, like, take in that moment and, like, what did you learn there and what did you bring?
I think also in our society it's like this saying of like, oh, well, that was just such a waste of time, right? Like, love to just drop that it's such a waste of time. And nothing is a waste of time. Everything is divine timing. You were meant to go through what you went through, as painful as it was, as uncomfortable as it was.
For sure.
No matter the extreme of what was in that dynamic, it had to happen in order for you to become this version of you that you are now, even if you're still wounded and healing. All of that is meant to take you to that next level, to help you transform, to help you become a better version of yourself. All of this is helping us grow. It's like, think about, you're putting a seed in the dirt, right? Mm-hmm. And you're watering it. That seed is struggling to make it through the dirt to get out of there. We see it as just like it's this beautiful little flower that sprouts and creates life. But underneath there, it is struggling to break out of its seedling and like become something. And sometimes we are the ones in the dirt trying to like move through all the chaos to then like blossom. Mm-hmm. And I think when we can become more gentle on ourselves and realize the value point and realize that nothing is a waste of time, but shifting that to saying, okay, maybe situations in my past, I stayed in longer than I wanted to, and I allowed more things than I wanted to. That's okay, because I needed to learn that so I can now make a decision that my time is going to be used in different ways where I value it and see it differently. Mm-hmm. And showing up in a way that actually feels better for the soul.
Yeah. And I think right now a lot of trending relationship terms, again, it's not just romantic, but you hear like soul contracts or twin flames or karmic relationships, right? That's like very trendy right now. But if we just kind of take like the fluff out of it and just like look at relationships as like is it a conscious relationship? Yeah. What are both people bringing to the table, and leave it as that? Like, it's like just like so much like talk on the internet. Like, you could spiral on TikTok with just like twin flame and like karmic relationship stuff. It's like, dumb it down. What did I learn from this person, and what are they learning from me?
Yeah.
End of story. Yeah. No attachment. I love that. That could be just.
Yeah. And the whole like twin flame, all that can be a whole other.
Oh my gosh. I'll slip that one out.
But.
You know what it is too? I think you nailed it, Aves. I think it's just conscious relationships, personally and professionally, right? And Alex, I love the beautiful imagery of the seed, because as you were saying that, I was also thinking, you know, nothing is ever wasted. Like, we have so much to learn from when it comes to nature and stuff. Like, nothing is ever wasted. And just like, you know, during the fall season, right, the dead leaves fall off the trees onto the ground. They literally decompose and feed the roots all winter long. So when spring comes, it's ready to bloom again. So just nothing's ever wasted, ever. There's nothing is ever a waste of time.
Mm-mm.
Only lessons learned.
Yeah.
Right? Yeah. Only lessons learned.
So, like, wrapping that up, right, I think it's if you're going to take anything away, it is those two things, right? There is never a time that is truly wasted, and also really stepping into your power and your boundaries of what is the value point here. What do I bring to the table? What do they bring to the table? Does this feel right? Is this aligning with me? And is it worth moving forward?
Perfect. Yeah. I love that.
Love it. So ending on that note, guys, please like, subscribe, comment, engage with us. Let us know what your value point is. What do you bring to the table?
Yeah.
Personally, professionally, all the things. Any questions, all of that, please put it down below.
Cool.
And we will see you in the next episode.